I know confidence is very important because you could have all the skills that you want. If you have the skills but you do not have the confidence, I believe it's like someone who have a lot of money in his bank account but no way of accessing it. For the magic to happen, I think you need the skills and the confidence. You go ask a girl on a date and you go, not with no confidence. I'm sorry, would you please? I mean, if you wouldn't mind to come to the movie.
Can I get your number?
Like, it's not very attractive. Or you go for a job interview, you go like this, shaking, like, yeah, I would work really hard. Like the guy's like, yeah, I don't want to get that guy. Right. So it's the same thing. Like, you go, when you do something, you go, you need to come out 100% or don't come out at all. Mm. When I do something in life, I go 110%. I win big, I lose big. But I'm not gonna go and lose and tell myself after, oh, I wish I would have, because I've done a lot of stupid things in my life. But there's things that it's hard to live with is regret. And for me, regret is the worst, so I don't wanna have regret. I always doubt myself before every fight. The only fight that I didn't not doubt myself was when I fought Matsuro the first time and I got knocked out.
No way.
I swear. That's the only fight. And I got humiliated. And I've learned from that mistake because it taught me that I should never underestimate anybody. It was a terrible experience for me, but I think it made me a better fighter. I tap out like a coward. And I got blamed a lot because they say, oh, he's a quitter, he tap out. And now I'm older. When I look back at things, it's a good thing that I've done. I don't regret. I regret it when it happened, the few weeks, month after, because I saw it like a coward move. Yes. But now, man, it's a sport. We're not in a war like a soldier. And I tapped out. Maybe if I would not have tapped out, I would get brain damage. I would never have come back the same. So I saved myself for another day. So there's no shame in it. Absolutely. And now I'm proud to say it in front of everybody.
That's great.
But I wasn't proud of myself. I was humiliated because I tapped out on strike. That's why I was humiliated. I was not necessarily humiliated because I lost. So it makes people wonder, oh, he's a coward, he's a quitter, blah, blah, blah. So I had a lot of anger. I felt like I needed to come back and had a lot of things to prove. And I remember I used to carry that inside and I wanted to get my revenge as fast as possible. And I saw a sports psychologist. And he says to me, you're not focusing on the right thing. You're focusing always on what happened in the past. You live in the past. You need to live in the present moment. Not live in the future, live in the present. So he made me carry a brick and he made me wrote a name, Sarah, Matt Sarah on it. And I carry that brick every day in my gym bag, a brick.
With his name
with
on it.
With a chalk, I wrote Sarah on it. And I carry that brick every day, every training. And I carry it, until the time I got tired of carrying it. Mm-hmm. And I told him, I said, hey man, I'm tired of that. You know. He says, I'm coming to see you. I took the brick, I went near the Saint-Laurent River. I know it sounds crazy. And I threw it in the river. And I feel delivered. I felt like, man, I know it sounds crazy to many people, but because I cannot relate, but I feel great because by this physical gesture, an emotion just manifest, and it's an emotion of delivering me. Like I didn't have, like, you know, sometimes you have stress, you're all stuck.
You release
the same
it.
Thing. I release by throwing the brick in the river. I know it sounds crazy, but it play a big role into the growth of my career. I'm the kind of guy that when I get ready for a fight, the idea of fighting the person, the scenarios haunt my mind. And sometimes before a fight, it haunts you so much that you, when you eat, when you drive your car, before you go to bed, when you wake up, when you go to bed, every time. To the point that there's some highlight that pop up in your head sometimes. Sometimes you see yourself winning, sometimes you see yourself losing. However, the trick that I've learned is, and I think one of the reasons of success, I believe I stay very strong mentally, is that, and sometimes it pops in your head. It's not because you want, it's just pop in your head. You don't control it. And you're in trouble. Sometimes you're not winning. However, you never want to let go your thought on a negative ending. You always want to let go. Let's say you're in trouble, you want to think about, force yourself of thinking. It's like, even if you're in the middle of something, you say, wait a second, put things on pause and say, okay, if this happened, and I'm going to do this to get out of trouble and get the upper hand. Wow. Now I can go do my thing. You know what I mean? So wow. That's what I've been doing through all my life. But it become an obsession because it hunts you. And I believe it hunt me because of my pride, because I care so much about it. I don't want to be humiliated that it's working up there. For me, right now, training, like people ask me, why do you train? You don't have a fight coming up. For me, it's not because only I like it. It's because it's a therapy. Yeah. I believe because I was bullied when I was young, it left a scar in my mind. And it might sound crazy to most of people, because most of them cannot relate to that, but because when I was young, I got bullied so much, I got humiliated so much, and sometimes physical damage is not as bad as like emotional damage, yeah. And that's what happened to me. So I need to train. I remember even sometimes when I'm not in shape or I got an injury, I don't feel as confident as I am. And no. I don't know. I know I would never get probably beat up because, you know, I'm an adult now. But right. I don't know. It's inside my head. Like, it's a confidence thing for me. And I believe confidence is very important for me. So I like to walk in a room knowing that if something happens, I can take care of business. Yeah. I know it sounds maybe preposterous because we're in a very civilized world. But because I was victim when I was young, it left that scar.
Did you learn how to breathe properly growing up as a fighter? And did they teach you this in martial arts? And breathing is everything in competition, any sport. If you don't have your breath under control, you're screwed. You're tired.
I've learned the technique, but I didn't know why. So let's say you do a crazy physical activity, or that you're exhausted and you're out of breath. The worst thing you can do is bend over and breathe by the mouth. So you take a straw, for example, and try to make the air go. If you bend it, it will not go through. So you try to stand up straight. And we call it in karate, in Kyokushin karate, it's called ibuki. It's breathing. So we used to do an exercise after, let's say, a fight when I was young. And I always wonder why it was making us do that, but I knew it was helping me recover very fast. So you stand up straight, you're exhausted. So you go, you take big, big inhale by the nose and exhale by the nose. And it's like you're trying to hyperventilate yourself, but you inhale. Long inhale and very quick exhale, but very powerful.
Can you show me an example?
Yeah, it's called ibuki. It's okay. In karate. So you go like this. You go. You can do like 5 to 10 to 30. Yes. Depend. We used to do, like I was a kid, we used to do 5. Then you hold it as long as you can. Then when you're ready, then that's the first cycle. Then you do 3 cycles.
Wow.
You do that in between round. We have a nose, and a nose is like a hearing. If you don't use it, it will close a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like a woman, they put earring, you know, like very often. So it closes down. After you take it off for too long, your ear will close down. But if you want to keep it open, you need to exercise it or breathe. Some people are mouth breather. I think it's very bad.
Do you feel like you ever learned how to heal from the bullying?
I think it left a scar. But sometimes it's for the best and sometimes it's for the worst. There's good things. And I'm not a psychologist, but I think it helps me to be stronger, to face adversity.
Yeah.
So when you get ready for a fight, it's the stress, the fear, it's unbearable. So I think it build up that tolerance and that courage to go face certain adversity that you would not have the courage to face if I wouldn't have gone through that.